Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hicks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Batty and he is out, Tovar applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Allison moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skourin for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a pop-up towards short. Ver all settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Peters out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair catches it and throws to first to double up Rollins. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Skourin hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Belander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. One out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1. And the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Olander bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to second. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Lee Elia. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Gary Peters. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards short. Verhaal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Olander hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Cott moves to second. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.